Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Steve and Ted in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. Local officials have now confirmed that three Kansas counties are finalists for the new Tyson Foods chicken processing plant. Sites are in Cloud County, Montgomery County, and Sedgwick County. Montgomery County proposed a site in Coffeyville. State Department of Agriculture spokeswoman Heather Lansdowne said Wednesday 16 communities in Kansas pursued the project. Tyson narrowed the list down to three. Lansdowne said Tyson will be looking at the potential sites over the next month or two. Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. It looks like one more warm but very windy day in Wichita. The high this afternoon going to be in the upper 70s with south winds up to 35 miles per hour at times. This is all ahead of a strong storm system moving in from the west, and that will keep our temperature mild with warm air coming in from the south overnight. Our low 66, thunderstorms likely tomorrow afternoon, a few of those strong with a high 76. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 59 degrees. We have a south wind gusting to 24 miles per hour. Republican lawmakers got one step closer to tax reform in a late-night session Thursday. The Senate passed the Republican-proposed budget in a party-line vote. The measure is estimated to add $1.5 trillion to the deficit over the next 10 years. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders blasted the budget for giving tax breaks to the rich and cutting the safety net for lower-income Americans.
At a time when millions of working families are struggling to keep their heads above water, this budget cuts Medicaid by $1 trillion. 15 million Americans could lose their health insurance.
Many of the allegations against movie mogul Harvey Weinstein have either not been criminal or they have fallen outside of the statute of limitations. But there's a new case in Los Angeles could mean trouble for Weinstein.
The LAPD is confirming to ABC News it has interviewed a potential victim of sexual assault involving Harvey Weinstein. The interview was conducted on Thursday. The incident allegedly happened in 2013. The LAPD's Elite Robbery Homicide Division is handling the investigation. Earlier on Thursday, New York police said it had referred allegations against Weinstein to other police departments in the U.S. and overseas. Over three dozen women have accused Weinstein of sexual misconduct, including harassment and assault. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Last week, the Wichita Parks Foundation announced a campaign called Plates for Parks, hoping to create a Wichita flag-themed license plate. Mayor Jeff Longwell says the goal for the upcoming month was to get 500 people to commit to buying one of the license plates so it could get a green light from the state.
Well, just 1 week later, I can tell you that 909 individuals have responded. They've signed up and committed to 1,348 plates. So we have reached our threshold. So it's a tremendous response to the Wichita flag plates.
The $50 annual royalty fee for the license plates will go to the Wichita Parks Foundation, supporting improvements in city parks.
Kansas Honor Flight number 54 is scheduled to return at 11:35 this morning at Eisenhower National Airport.
And the public is invited to participate in a patriotic welcome home celebration. The Honor Flight departed Wednesday carrying eight Korean War veterans and 33 Vietnam War veterans and their guardians to Washington, D.C. The veterans enjoyed a two-night stay at the nation's capital, where the group visited the World War II Memorial, the Korean Veterans Memorial, Iwo Jima Memorial, the Navy Memorial, Air Force Memorial, and the Vietnam Memorial. For more information about Kansas Honor Flights, you can click the link in the news story on our webpage at knssradio.com. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
8:36 now, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS. Time for entertainment news. The Blur with Ted Woodward, and there are some more allegations of sexual harassment, right?
Yeah, actress Alyssa Milano has started a campaign on social media.
Not one more. It stops here.
In the wake of the Harvey Weinstein scandal, Alyssa Milano helped kick off the current conversation about sexual abuse and harassment by inviting women to tweet the hashtag #MeToo.
To give us a voice, to give us strength.
On ABC's Good Morning America, Milano said the hashtag, which has been retweeted more than 1.4 million times, is a line in the sand.
And what that enables us to do is say, no more. We're not going to put up with this anymore.
Disney is the parent company of Good Morning America and ABC News.
I'm always angry.
You may know him as the Hulk in the Marvel movies, but now Mark Ruffalo is heading back to the small screen. He'll produce and star in the HBO limited series I Know This Much Is True. It's based on the best-selling book, which focuses on the lives of two twin brothers. Ruffalo will do double duty playing both brothers. I'm Matt Wolf.
What was the top streamed TV show this summer? Looks like a lot of people are binging the Jason Bateman drama Ozark. The company Parrot Analytics says in the past 90 days, Ozark was the most popular streaming show, followed by Star Trek Discovery on CBS All Access, Season 1 of Stranger Things, The Handmaid's Tale on Hulu, and Netflix's Narcos, rounding out the top five. Releasing the data to IndieWire, it's worth noting there's no real way to know how many people are watching these streaming shows, since Netflix, Hulu, and the rest don't give out numbers.
Okay.
Two more rape allegations, and we'll take a preview of the box office.
Superstar magician David Blaine says no way to claims he raped a woman in London in 2004. The alleged victim telling her story to the Daily Beast. Blaine's attorney tells ABC News that Blaine has never raped or sexually assaulted any woman ever and will fully cooperate with cops because he has nothing to hide. Meanwhile, the LAPD is actively investigating a claim of rape filed against Harvey Weinstein. Cops confirm that they're looking into a woman's story that the former Hollywood mogul raped her in 2013. Weinstein has admitted to inappropriate behavior, but has said through his lawyer that he never broke the law. At the box office this weekend, look for Boo 2 to scare up the most cash.
I ain't scared of nothing.
Tyler Perry's Boo 2, A Madea Halloween, is expected to win the weekend, just like the original did this time last year. Expectations are in the $25 million range. As for the other new releases, Geostorm, Only the Brave, and The Snowman don't look like they'll even crack $10 million. I'm Jason Nathanson.
All right, let's take a look at some of those movies. Josh Brolin stars in Only the Brave as Eric Marsh, the leader of the real-life Granite Mountain Hotshots, 19 of which lost their lives in that deadly Yarnell Hill fire in Arizona 4 years ago, including Marsh. Brolin, who in his early 20s did spend time as a volunteer firefighter in Arizona, is making this movie and getting to know the Hotshots family members certainly changed him.
You know, I know a lot of these families now. I've been involved in the firefighting community for 30 years, so I've known these people for a long time. But getting personally to know, you know, this group's families has been very humbling for me. You build a sensitivity that you wouldn't normally have. I thought I was a sensitive person, but I think I'm more sensitive now.
That movie is Only the Brave. The sci-fi thriller Geostorm opens today. That centers on a network of weather satellites designed to protect Earth, then suddenly attacking it. Ooh. Yes, Steve, it's Geostorm.
If Touchboy has a catastrophic failure, it can create something
far worse than the very thing we're trying to prevent.
What we call a geostorm.
Slow down, Chang. All right, a what?
A geostorm. Simultaneous catastrophic weather events triggered all over the globe.
Once they pass the minimum threshold, the storms will start causing new storms, like a chain reaction, until they merge together.
It's got to be a glitch.
Would that show up on Doppler radar?
Yeah, we'd have to activate Operation Stormwatch if that happened. Yeah. Geostorm.
Geostorm.
Gerard Butler, Andy Garcia, Ed Harris among the cast of that one. Same Kind of Different opens today, starring Greg Kinnear as an international art dealer forced to befriend a dangerous homeless man to save his struggling marriage to a woman, portrayed by Renee Zellweger, whose dreams will lead them all on a wild journey. One of the stars is also John Voight.
A bird, the nest. A spider, the web. Man, friendship.
John Voight, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. That's either super deep, or he didn't know his lines.
Or
I'm not sure.
A little overacting.
That movie is called Same Kind of Different.
Same Kind of Different.
You've also got Tyler Perry's Boo 2, A Madea Halloween, opening tonight.
What is you ducking down for?
Hush, I'm trying to be Incogorico.
Incogorico?
Shut up. Yes,
that's we ain't going to no Incogorico this weekend.
Bam. Hush, I have to be on the low.
On what kind of low?
I have to be on the low because I'm on the wall. Look, look on the wall.
Mabel!
Bam! Hi, officer!
Tyler Perry's Boo 2,
sounds
a Madea Halloween. That, by the way, is expected to be the top movie at the box office this weekend.
Me.
No, it's going to do huge business. Steve, a couple of notes. It was 40 years ago today, a tragic accident claimed the lives of some of rock and roll's great musicians.
It was one of the most devastating losses in modern music. 40 years ago today in Gillsburg, Mississippi, the plane crash killing members of Lynyrd Skynyrd. Guitarist Steve Gaines, his sister vocalist Cassie Gaines, and lead singer Ronnie Van Zant. Both pilots and their assistant road manager also lost.
He was a poet for the common people.
Ronnie's brother Johnny Van Zant heads up the current incarnation of the band.
I think he's one of our angels that hang with us every night on stage to get us through this.
Matt Wolf, ABC News.
Did he say Lynyrd Skynyrd? Sure sounded like it.
Yeah.
It's Lynyrd Skynyrd, isn't it?
Well, it's a lot of people say it that way.
Okay. I think that's forgivable. Yeah, and that was a tragic deal.
Yep. That was 40 years ago today. And one of the best-selling items of all time, I'm sorry, one of the best-selling albums of all time is also turning 40 years old this week.
Happy birthday to Meatloaf's Bat Outta Hell. Containing the hits Paradise by the Dashboard Light and 2 Out of 3 Ain't Bad, Bat Outta Hell has sold around 43 million copies worldwide, though Meatloaf tells us it's hard for him to listen to it because it was too long for vinyl, so they had to speed it up to get it to fit on one disc.
So anytime 2 Out of 3 Ain't Bad came on the radio, I couldn't listen to it. I had to turn it off because I thought I sounded like Alvin from Alvin and the Chipmunks. Plus 2 Out of
3. The official anniversary is Saturday. Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
Meatloaf, Bat Outta Hell. 40th anniversary. Do you own it?
Mediocre.
Sold 43 million copies.
Mediocre music. The public loved it.
Oh, yeah.
Public generally likes mediocre. Except for Steven Tedder.
Oh, yes. We're at high water standard right here.
There you go.
Entertainment News in the Blur is brought to you by our good friends at Pizza John's in Derby. You head on down to K15. You stop in at 208 South Baltimore, and you have a tasty pizza. Right there. We love them. Pizza John's in Derby.
Recognizing Wichita's entrepreneurs, editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.